The remains of all those killed at the World Trade Center site will never be identified, but at the Pentagon and in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the bodies of 9 hijackers have been recovered. The FBI has been holding these remains, but no decision has been reached as to how the remains ought to be handled. We called several people to talk about what ought to be done. First, a legal opinion from Jordan Paust, a law professor at the University of Houston Law Center.
I don't think there's any applicable international law that restrains actions of local officials or the United States, because the Geneva Conventions concerning the laws of war, for example, do not apply to the September 11th attacks. Contrary, actually, to the administration's view, these are not acts of war. In no way could Mr. bin Laden and his entourage engage in acts of war under international law. But there are some common sense, self-interest aspects.
And what would those be?
Well, the United States has clearly a long-term interest in protecting bodies of persons who happen to die in the United States because of reciprocity and our demands that, for example, U.S. soldiers who are killed abroad. Certainly, the missing and the dead in Vietnam, people are very concerned about obtaining the remains of loved ones here in the United States, if we can at all possibly do that. And so we must do the same, just as a matter of reciprocity and common sense, really.
Would it also be the right thing to do, whether or not there's an international standard here, and whether or not we just have a matter of self-interest in terms of reciprocity? Would it be the most humane thing to do to return those bodies?
Of course, it would be the right thing to do politically, the right thing to do morally, and the right thing to do in terms of common sense and our own self-interest. And if I was in the executive branch, for example, I would make an effort to find out who the families are, or ask the Saudis or the other countries to find out who the families are from which these individuals came, and to ask if they want the bodies.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay.
Jordan Paust is a law professor at the University of Houston Law Center. David Korn is the Washington editor of The Nation. He thinks the remains are of little political significance and that the government should do with them as it pleases.
Well, my first inclination is to suggest that the U.S. government hire a religious expert who could tell us what would be the most sacrilegious thing to do with remains of these people according to their own faith. People who follow this particular brand of Islamic fundamentalism, you know, what would be the most offensive thing to do with the remains, and then do that.
Is there anything the United States government could do that would send a message to the American people about either its toughness or its compassion or anything else?
I think there are just bigger issues that send those messages more clearly. How we proceed with war on terrorism, how we act in Afghanistan, how we respond to civilian casualties in Afghanistan, I think sends more of a signal to our own people and to the rest of the world than how we deal, you know, with the few remains we have recovered here. There were, you know, issues that involve the living and involve innocence, and, you know, rather than involving the dead and the guilty. At the end of the day, I think this is more a problem for the bureaucrats to work out than one for the symbol message makers in the White House, the Karl Roves, as it were. And I think in the end, you know, handling it on a very low level, in a perfunctory way, is probably more than what these men deserve.
Thank you very much, David Korn.
Thank you.
David Korn is the Washington editor of The Nation. For a religious view, we turn to Juan Campo, a professor of religious studies at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
There are special exemptions made for those who have been believed to be martyrs. So martyrs are not required, for example, to have complete washing of the body, to be enshrouded in special funerary garments and things like that. And there's not even a formal kind of burial process. In those cases, the normal rules for burial are overridden by exceptional circumstances for people who have died as martyrs.
Of course, that introduces the whole question of whether or not they would be considered martyrs.
Exactly. I think that we have to be very careful here in that the view of the people that carried out these attacks is one that would be held by a very small part of the Muslim community. So therefore, they would not be particularly concerned to make sure that they were buried in a proper Muslim way, since martyrs part of their martyrdom involves the idea that they're willing to give their lives under any circumstances, and God will take care of them after that. But for many Muslims, though, who do not consider them to be martyrs, there would probably be not very much concern at all for how they were buried or their remains were disposed of.
Neither the government of Saudi Arabia nor Lebanon, most of these men, in terms of the nine who were identified, are from Saudi Arabia, one from Lebanon, none of their governments has asked for the remains to be returned.
Right.
Do you think that's significant?
Yes, I think it reflects the point of view of many Muslim governments and peoples that these people did not act in accordance with the basic tenets of Islamic religion. And the governments have also, through their religious spokesmen, have also been affirming the value that Islam places on life, and that life is one of the most valuable things that God has given to people and can only be taken under very extraordinary circumstances.
Is there something that we might do for ourselves, something redeeming or redemptive, in terms of disposing of these remains?
I imagine that whatever burial would be given to criminals whose bodies have not been claimed by members of their families and things like that would be appropriate, and that would be left up, I think, to the civil authorities to manage that. I don't think that they want to create a location that might become a symbolic location for supporters of these terrorists in the future in some way. I don't think you want to sort of attribute any additional value to those remains than has already been given to the terrorists. So I just don't think that engaging in some kind of special memorialization of those remains would be recommended for anyone to do.
Well, Juan Campo, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Juan Campo is a professor of religious studies and co-director of the Center for Middle Eastern Studies at the University of California, Santa Barbara.